Over on our / Anthropic, users are deep into discussions about multi-model workflows and model limits. A post titled "What is your excuse?" Wow, this is wild sparked a major conversation about orchestration and model capabilities. Top comments noted that models like Opus and Fable shine at higher level planning and orchestration without getting trapped in local loops, while other models like Sol act as solid executors. One user shared that they keep Codex Sol on speed dial via Claude Code for code and change reviews, proving that the secret isn't using just one AI, but leveraging them together. Another thread, titled "Anthropic should seriously consider making the current 150% Claude Code limit the new default," addresses the community's anxiety over usage caps. Users pointed out that this temporary boost has lasted for months, making it the de facto baseline for workloads. Removing it now would feel like a major 33% regression rather than a return to normal. Meanwhile, a small business owner posted Claude is vastly superior to ChatGPT, praising Claude's speed and rendering quality for front-end and web design work. While some commenters noted that ChatGPT can achieve similar results with advanced system instructions or guides like OpenAI's Designing Delightful Frontends, others declared they have permanently switched back to Claude for its superior writing style. Finally, a wave of panic hit the subreddit with posts asking if Claude was down due to sudden authentication errors and temporary unavailability messages. Moving to our / Bard, users are evaluating the creative writing and coding chops of Google's various model iterations. In a post titled "Has 3.1 Pro Fallen in Creative Writing," a user utilizing Gemini 3.1 Pro for a fanfiction project noticed that the model has started hallucinating, losing track of context, and inappropriately referencing scenes from 10 chapters prior, while Gemini 3.7 Flash feels more consistent for long-form continuity. Another user tested Gemini 3.7 Flash against the older 3.1 Pro in a 3.js benchmark, asking both to create a realistic 3D boat simulator with reflective water and ray-traced lighting. The community weighed in on the performance gap, with some users unimpressed by benchmark maxing, while others argued that the older Pro model still holds a massive advantage in raw execution. Additionally, frustration bubbled up regarding search queries on Gemini 3.6 and 3.7 Flash, with users complaining that heavy-handed safety guardrails and moderation checks caused the models to stutter, lose attention, and hallucinate during active tasks. Over at our / Book Writing AI, an exciting tool update dropped for Novella, AI Novel Forge. The developer shared a major update featuring an 8-source plot lab, volume management, and 100% client-side browser storage privacy, ensuring no user plots or Bibles are ever sent to an external server. It also includes a no-login public comments section acting as a collaborative gathering space for writers. Over on our / ChatGPT, humor and high-concept memes took center stage alongside security concerns. A post titled "China AI GLM 5.3 and Quen 3.8 Open Weights Model Are Out and Sam is Crying Again" generated lively debate about whether open-weight Chinese models are genuinely threatening Western market dominance or if it is just community hype. In a more serious thread titled "Unrecognized Mumbai Session, Should I Be Worried?", a user discovered an active Linux session from Mumbai in their account history and worried their sensitive chat logs had been compromised. Top comments strongly urged the user to immediately change their email and Google passwords to secure their data. Finally, in our / ChatGPT Pro, advanced practitioners discussed complex multi-agent architectures and workflow handoffs. A post titled "For Long Agent Runs, Should ChatGPT Plan and Review While a Local Model Executes?" explored splitting labor where ChatGPT handles architecture, constraints, and judgment calls on failures, while local executors handle bounded coding tasks. Commenters shared similar cross-model setups, such as combining Fable for humanities-based planning with Sol Ultra for execution. Another discussion tackled project handoffs, debating how to transfer AI-generated work without forcing reviewers to read massive chat transcripts. Users agreed on prompting the model to generate a clean, structured artifact detailing objectives, assumptions, tests run, and known gaps. Lastly, A user complained about a major design flaw regarding shared chat and work limits, arguing that a rate limit in standard chat shouldn't butcher an active work mode task mid-run. Though other community members clarified that chat and work pools should operate on separate quotas.